É bem isso aí. Vamos lá, gente. Vamos no número up. Cheio de Mishnaim, cheio de Mekaimis. Nossa, que cheio. Camisei, camisa, camisa de Shmuel, amali, bina, enchida, mifurá, leca. Afish lokish, sabe, bina, enchida, mifurá. Ama pshimin lokish, man, enchida, shim mifurá, shimé, machet, shochot, shainam, mirma. Shesh, mirma dibe. Okay. What exactly is this? Shchita v'shnayim v'shloish v'kaimitz. For a number of pshatim in Yerushalayim, Shailas was Rashi. Rashi is very, very ambiguous, very cryptic, ambiguous. Rashi says v'shnayim v'shloish v'kaimitz shechotach kan v'chaz of his chalishchayt l'mat oy l'mal. Rashi starts shechting. He starts shechting. One place either in the corner of Eshet, wherever it is, then you shaft it a little bit below or above. That's the Mishnayim Mishloishim Mekaimas. It's not clear in Rashi how much did you shaft? How much did you shaft? The first cut, the second cut, the third cut, what exactly did Rashi didn't tell you anything? Rashi Kamat didn't tell you anything. Yeah? Got it. Yeah? So Rashi says, Mifuraz, what's the problem? Megula, v'nikeres, the hainu v'mokem echad. So this Rashi sounds like Mifuraz, Megula, it's uncovered, v'nikeres, it's clear. The hainu v'mokem echad. The hainu v'mokem echad. Sounds like the problem in this situation where it's shnayim v'shloish mekaymis, that is the problem. The problem is that shnayim v'shloish mekaymis, not mokem echad. Tofizeh, the Pasha Pshat in Rashi, is not like Tais learns in Rashi. The Pasha Pshat in Rashi would seem to be like the way the Magen Mishnah learns in Rashi. Have Rambam, please. The Rambam, the Magen Mishnah learns in Rashi, they were talking about that you shechted in two or three different places, the same side of the Kana Deveshet, same side of the Simen, and Biyachad, where's the Beis Yud? And together you have Rav. In other words, you don't have Rav of the Simen around, right? But you cut in three different places. If you would add up those three places, then and you put them around the kana, or the vashet, then you'd have right. So in other words, let's say, just for an example, you shechted 20%, a fifth of the kana, and you did it again, another fifth, and another fifth, below each other, or above each other, so together, sach hakol, you cut into the kana 60%, which Kilo is right. Even though you didn't go through Roiv of the Kana in one place, yeah, Lamaisa, if you add it all up, and so even though it's on the same side, that's the huge, that's crazy Chiddush over here. It's all on the same side, but still, Saif Kol Saif, I guess the idea would be that you're taking out Chiyas with Chatichas Roiv of the Kana. Not Roiv of the Kana per se in one place, but that's good for Machlaikis. But, Saif Kol Saif, even if you're cutting on the same side, the Hanocha Pshuta over here in Rashi is that's still taking out Chiyas. Even on the same, even though that area was cut, that side was cut, yeah? But we say, Seder, Saif Kol Saif, you're cutting into the Kani, you're cutting into the Sim, you're cutting into the Veshet, so even cutting below it takes out Chiyas. you need to take achias with chatichas roiv of the kana, not necessarily roiv of the kana. You know, you have the kana and you cut through roiv it, but saif basaif, sachakol, you have a chaticha of 60% of kana, 60% of kana. Not 60% of the kana, 60%, you cut 60% of kana, and that would be enough. What?
If you do let's say 55
tiny
little necks, that'd be the same thing.
Okay. Okay. I'm not, I don't feel threatened with that. What? What? Or? Not for my Levesha, you mean? What?
Understand. You can add up on the same side, that'll be a trade for.
Would that be treifa? Will be the same thing? I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Will be. Depends on what he said. And that's how the Magen Mishnah wants to learn in Rashi. And that's the hard part of Rashi. Rashi says, because I mean, you know, we see Tyson asking Rashi, all the Shreim asking Rashi, what's going on? If we're talking about Monavshach, yeah, if the first cut was Raib, then who cares if afterwards you cut below, right? We'll see in Tysus. Elma, right? And the first cut was less than Raib, then there might be a problem of a trefa. Let's see. But Akban Ma said, that's how much was learned in Rashi. Where did he say it? Tesis. That's what Tesis. Where's the Rashi? That's about truma. The pasuk that feel ma'at kan, ma'at kan. I feel b'simenecha mitzdarf leroyv. Efshe the Rashi kibul hazeh. Yeah, that feel ma'at kan, ma'at kan. I feel b'simenecha mitzdarf leroyv. Efshe the Rashi kibul hazeh. Okay, so that l'chayr is mamash b'al pshat Rashi. Now, again, l'chayr don't look like Rashi. Okay, that l'chayr pashat pshat. So, like I said, the side hadavar is that even on the same side, it's still called you being ma'isichias by kani. You know that side was already cut. When we once spoke about, I have to go back to that. We got a the Kubas Aveshet, it's a Nevela. We had it in the first parak. We discussed then it just came up with, you know, the fact that side was already shechted, and we had svaras like that then. We have to get back to that. Akbam, in the Gei Ar Rashi, that's the first film shot in the Rashi. But this Yisoid, that cutting more on the same side, yeah, is still considered being Meitzichias. It's all part of Shechita. So here Rashi's saying in extreme that it all adds up. It all adds up to the Shechita. It all adds up to the right. We'll see. We might need this Svara even in the other Rishonim, the way that they learn up in Rashi. But again, that's Pashat Rashi. right? And that's the Mandam of Mifra says, Megulah v'nekeres, t'hainu makim echad. Megulah v'nekeres, t'hainu makim echad. It has to be makim echad. I don't see how Tyrus could read these words of Rashi. Megulah v'nekeres, makim echad. In other words, the Mandam says, you can't have three different places. It has to be one place. According to Tyrus, it's not Meruvach, he can't say it. We'll see, Tyrus, but I don't see how he ties these words. Rashi says the problem is Malkim Echad. That's the problem is Malkim Echad. What? Svar for what? What's the svar of any pshat in that? It says, that's what shchita is. It has to be one shchita. You have to see one shchita. That's shchita. Chet Shochet, where's the pasuk? I don't know if there's a svar in that. That's if we hold the pshatim. Now, the Taisers, Shach B'Shem give him a kind. Pishu Kunches, Chatach Khan, because of Hischil, Lachtach Lamalo, Mata. Kasha. There's the money. Lim ain't right, Makim Echad. Heich Shchitasa Ksheira. Vim Yesh Roib Makim Echad, and Kain Shchita Mefuraz Hi. So let's understand. If you don't have, the Taisus was Dov Pasha Taisus, and you need Roib Makim Echad. That was like Pasha Taisus. That wasn't up for debate. That wasn't an option to say what we're saying in Rashi based on the Magen Mishnah and Sefer Truma. Yeah? Why? Because it has to be 51% of the whole con all around. Not just that you cut, 51% in different places on the same side. It has to be all 51% has to be all around. Or through the, it has to be from the whole Kana. So that was an option. That wasn't a tzad in Taisus to say that if you don't have Sach HaKol 51% around, it went through 51%, and there's no tzad. So Meli says Manavshach. Im ein roi b'makim echad heishchas ha'ksheira. So there's no tzad that should be kosher. Vim elamai talking about, you cut it 51%. Okay, so the first cut was you went through Roy of the Kana, yeah. And came Shechidim of Farasi. So what's the problem? So you shechted it, and now what? So now you shech underneath it or above it? Who cares? Taisa says it can't be talking about that you shechted less than 50%, because then you didn't do Shechidim. Elamai, you shechted more than 50%. So if you shechted more than 50%, then what's the problem? And now you go and shech underneath it. What did you do wrong? You shech 51%. It's kosher shechita. What's the problem, Bachal? Yesh lemez akreisus. Af agav, yesh roi b'makim echad. Avada, you do have roi b'makim echad. Still, I have a shechita mefuras. Why? The mishaloi nechter ha-simin, loi lemayla b'beis ha-shechita, v'loi lemata. If you just have a plain old shechita, and there's no cut above it, no cut below it, then, why? Then the shechita is revealed. Why is the shechita revealed? Because the base of shechita, the mirvach rabach, we had in the first parak, that the shabbat of the sakim lubenis. We say that the shechita, the size of the knife, is not a problem that it burns the simen. Why? Because the shechita, the base of shechita, opens up. Why does it open up? Because it's attached on top, attached below, and you cut it, so there's a tension that pulls it down and pulls it up, and Mela, that's how it opens up. But that's only if there's no cut between the Beis HaShechita and the mouth, the Beis HaShechita and the chest, right? But if there's another cut, so Mela, that breaks the tension, and Mela, then it's going to close up. The only reason why the shechita remains open is being pulled in the bottom or it's being pulled on top. Being pulled and the bottom and on top. But once there's another cut below the base of shechita or a cut above the base of shechita, so now it's not connected anymore to the bottom. It's not pulling in the bottom. It's not pulling on top. The base of shechita didn't close up, and there is a problem of it's not mafaras. That's the machlokes.
So how's chasikana pogum? I don't understand the question.
Chatzikana pagun is a hole, so it takes away from the tension.
But you're cutting over there. You have the tension.
If you cut in a different place.
What?
If you cut in a different place.
Maybe it's not good. What? So who said it's good? According to my Navi Mefras, maybe? What?
Yeah,
it
would only be good if you cut in that place.
Right.
Never said that.
It talked about the only thing it did talk about was when he did cut in that place, right? That what was spoken about was that. So you want to tell me it never said that?
It said it talks about
that. Again, this is machlokes amaraim over here. You need mefras or not? Okay. And the way Tais is learning in Rashi, the problem with mefras is that it doesn't open up. Then, in your case, also, if it's not going to open up, it'll be a problem. Going down my yammer. Going to Shlokish. Going to Shmuel. Yeah. Nachman. Yishalem, I forgot the Eish Roi Mokim Mech. Lo have a Shechidim of Furas. The Shloi Nechtach HaSimen, Lo Yilamal Be Shechidim, Lo Yilamal Be Shechidim, Oz have a Shechidim of Furas. The Beis HaShechidim Mirvach, Ravach. Abba Kishin Nechtach Lamal Oilamata, Lo Yilamirvach, Veinim of Furas. So now the question is, in Tais Mahalach and Rashi, Shlomo, in Tais Mahalach and Rashi, yes, that the problem over here is that if you cut it on top and below, it closes up. So now the question is, what exactly did you do? Okay? Did you first shecht Roiv, and then you cut either below or above, and then we say, now it's going to close up. Or is it dafka when you shechted only meat? The dafka when you shechted only meat. You shechted meat, and then you shechted roi somewhere else. Huh? Again? According to Tais and Rashi, is it mechleikis, mefras, is kosher or not? It's talking about when you have, in one place is you shechted roi. Correct? But, besides the place where shechted roiv, you have a cut above or below which that causes it to close up. Okay? And in Mechaikis, according to Yudha Merav, it's kosher. You don't, no problem for us. Okay? So now, when he says it's kosher, is the case talking about that you first cut miyut, yeah? And then you cut roiv? Or is the case in the machlokes when you cut mead and then you cut roiv, or you cut roiv and then you cut mead?
That would be mead.
But then when you cut below, what? Say, very good. So you want it, you're saying Pasha, because otherwise, if you, what?
We cut out.
I'm saying it. So comes along the Rosh. And this is the Chayr, the Machlag of the Shaina. Like everything else. Yeah? It seems to be Machlag of the Shaina about this. Machlag is the Rosh and the Ur Zeruah. Yeah, what does the Rosh say? Pirish Rashi. Shechotach kan, v'chaz v'chot v'amal v'mata, kosher perushoi, simen dalet, page chav ches. I mean, that yes, you should turn to the Rosh, correct, very good. V'kosher l'perushoi, v'mein roi v'mokim echad, hei chashchit v'sheira, v'chotach roi v'mokim echad, v'mkein shchit v'mfrasi. So mother said, what's going on? Yesh line back. We're going, kima shechotach ha-miyo t'chila. Why? Okay? So what does he say? He's talking about you cut the meat first. And now when you cut the rive, yeah? It's not mufras. It doesn't open up.
Because you already broke the tension. You already cut between the, let's say, the mouth and the, we're cutting now on the condom. Yeah, it goes all the way up to the mouth.
That's not part of the basic shkita, though.
That's not the point. You cut, you already cut miyad, yeah, between the mouth and the base of shkita. Okay, you cut a miyad, and now you're going to shecht below it. Or the opposite, okay? So now when you're shechting right now. Great shkita. But it's not, it doesn't open up. So man, it's not for us. That's the machlokes. Yeah? Why is the Rosh Hashanah dafka that way? Because the chayr, like everyone's saying before, very good. Now, can you understand what I'm saying? That what? Because if you shecht the first right, and then you shecht it below it, then in that case, so it's already a good shechita. It's already a good shechita. You shecht the right, and it was mefras. So what's the problem? Man Omar, that Kukunu Shlokish and Shmuel, that mefras the problem. Here, Gabi. What's the problem? You already shecht the right, so you did a great shechita. Yeah? Now you shech the blow it and now it closes up. Who cares? Who cares? That's the Chayr Pashim Shana the Rosh. Now, the problem though with the Rosh is that why isn't a Treifa? If we're talking about a Veshet. The Chayr no one's Machal giving the Kana and Veshet. The Sugi of Shnayim Gim Machaymis is talking about Bein Bekana, Bein Beveshet. Oh, Chayr. Oh, Nachi? Same. No, I'm saying, Gemara, there's no indication that there's a difference. Okay. It's in the Kana, so you cut it, you cut Miyat, right? Miyat of the Kana. Okay, no problem. But, if we're talking about a Veshet, yeah, you cut Miyat of the Veshet, and then you went ahead and cut below it, you cut right. Right. Then you went and cut right. So Yehuda Merav says it's kosher, right? Why? Because we don't need mefras. Who cares if it doesn't open up? Say it. I don't care. I don't need mefras. Yeah. What's that? That's why is it a problem? Why is it a problem of treifa? Why is it a problem? Why is it a treifa? I punctured the veshet, and then I go ahead and blow it and start cutting. Why is it a problem of treifa? Huh? Yeah. It's
not kedei shehiyah.
What? It's not what? Kedei shehiyah. I say al shehiyah. I said al treifa. What? It's a shaila. Mekubas and veshes a treifa or an avail. So depending whether it's treifa or avail, my conscience is either treifa or avail. I'm not getting involved right now. Mekubas and veshes treifa or avail. My saying should be true. Mekubas and veshes. Minimally treifa.
Is maybe considered part of the process of the shechita?
Oh.
You can't say that, though. Why is he
separate? Right.
At that point. What are you going to do
now? Right.
That's what I was thinking about. Right. She is.
I understand that. I know what you were thinking. You better watch out. I know what you're thinking. So Chayra, Yechayra, you have to say Yisrael saying, he knows a big Chiddush. Because Pashin is, right, you know, even though we had a million times in Rashi and Nafchaf, that every time you shech, right, you shech the Veshet, you're making it a treifa. So how is every Shechita kosher? Right, that we had a million times. Moshe is the guy, Gab is the guy, you came the guy. Yeah, okay, it's part of the shechita. Zemela, that's what shechita is. Zemela doesn't become a treif on the way. But, says Nachi, it's not a tushdel. And over there, that was your shechita. That was part of your shechita. Shaken over here. Here I cut the veshet, then I cut below it. So chayra, first I made a treif, and then I continued the shechita. Oh. So chayra's a very big problem. What's going on? Pasha b'shad rav? What's going on in the rush? What's going on? So Chayr, you have to say, and along the lines of what we said before in the Magen Mishnah. In other words, much bigger chiddush. Yeah, but the idea of the Magen Mishnah, yeah, that you're being mitzi the chiyus, yes, in three different places on the same side. So sach hakol, you might see that much chiyus of shechting roi 51% of the kana, even on the same side. Because it's always mitzi chiyus. It's mitzi this side. That side, it's only mitzi chiyus on the other side. Mitzi chiyus now also. That's what's said before in the Magen Mishnah. Oh, so here's a chiddush, huge chiddush. I think that's what you have to say in the Rosh. And that is that since I'm being made tzichias with shechita, so mele it's all part of shechita. Even if you need, okay, that's a motion meant before, there's no shehiyah, right? Even if, yeah, you need 51% in one place. That's Pasha according to everyone. That's not Shit Mefras. Yeah? The Rosh assumes, Thais assumes, not like Magmish and Rashi, they need, a Shechit has to be 51% of the whole Kana in one place. Right? Not or around it, we see the field of Shiltis, whatever. It has to be of the whole, of the circumference of the Kana. Yeah? Otherwise, not Shechit. Yeah? But Saif Kla Saif, since you're taking out chiyus above or below, so when you started cutting the veshet, so that's a ma'aseh shechita. That's a ma'aseh shechita. It's ma'aseh chiyus with shechita. So that's part of your shechita. Now, I'm going to continue my shechita below or above, yeah, and on the same side. It's still in ma'aseh chiyus. Now, therefore, it's not the pshat that first I made it into a treifa, and now I'm doing a shechita. Yeah, no. The cutting of the miut of the veshet in the beginning. Yeah, yitzvi. That's part of the shechita. So even though the rosh holds and Tosis holds. Yeah, that in order to be a kosher shechita, yeah, you need 51% of the kana of the circumference of the kana being cut. Yes, that in order to be kosher shechita, you need that. But Saif Kol Saif, since you're being maitzichias above or below, you maitzichias with shechita, so it's part of shechita. It's part of shechita, and then it doesn't become a treifa. You're not going to be able to add it to the shechita. Here's the kneich, here's the chiddush. But the idea, the rosh is moided to the idea of the Magen Mishnah. Yeah, the rosh is moided to the idea of the Magen Mishnah that cutting two on the same side is bimaitzi morchias and bimaitzi morchias with shechita. Gabi, that's shechita. Yeah.
Not here.
Huh? Right. Huh? Yeah. You might see shechting the vet with the knife is we might see chiyus, and that's shechita. Okay. So even if it's on the same side, you might see more chiyus. It's all part of it's all shechita. There's a lock at the end of the day. You need rive, and rive is not enough on the same side. You need rive from the circumference. 51% of the circumference.
Why can't
add up?
Because it says right. You need, I don't know, the dance says right. You need right of the kana.
Okay, maybe that adds up to
rove. Okay, so
what's
the tzad that I shouldn't? You're so convinced the other tzad, you need to out with this. It makes it a crazy chiddush, yeah? It's not shared to me that someone's going to argue Magen Mishnah.
That it counts for taking off this.
I understand that. But there's a law that you need roiv of the whole thing. I don't know. You need that the amount of keys that goes out with the roiv of the whole thing. Of the whole thing. Not just on one side. So, now, Akapam Pizeh, we can explain the rush. That's why, even by the Veshet, no one's Machal can come to the Veshet. Even by the Veshet, it works. I want you to say you made a treifa. Teretz says no, because you made it a treifa. Yeah, you didn't make it a treifa. Why? Because you've been oisik in shechita, and that is part of the shechita. You know, it's not enough. Yeah, but it's part of the shechita, even though it's in place on the same side. You know what
I mean? Any other time that No, it's not.
If he didn't do it with a knife, he didn't do it with the derech shechita, he just took something and poked it and made a hole, and that's not derech shechita.
But all the cases.
The kites, right? It's not derech shechita. What all cases? What are all the cases? The kubas of Asher. The kites. He took a. Yeah.
How
many
that you would need to cut
a
circumference or try to go through the
cement?
If
we see in some Rishonim they do it on three different sides, right? So you're not getting to that depth, right? Okay, that was your show finding a problem this morning. So all you have to say is enough to succumb. In the Rishonim, or we're not going to show this. We're going in Rosh and Rashi. So maybe you do need a depth. Fine, I'm not getting involved in that. Right? I'm trying to understand. You cut regular right, straight through, right? Whatever that means. Okay, so you cut through the right. And the question is, what about this on top? Why you know, forget about the faras, why is the problem of trade? That's all I'm trying to explain. What? You did, yeah, because we said if you did the other way, then it's partial, then it's kosher. Okay? So that's what's going to be at first. And I'm asking a different question. Monotone, if you did me at first, in the vesh, why isn't it trade? That's my problem. That's what I'm saying, that the Rosh Bikaron holds the side of the Magen Mishnah, but that's Rashi also. Just arguing whether you need in one place or not. That's what I'm suggesting. Now,
according to the round that we said, you need to take chiyus through the simanim. So if you did, you cut a little, like according to the Rosh, you cut a little bit in a few places.
No.
You already took out the chiyus by the time you did Rov. So how could it? We say that it still adds together.
Maybe the chiyus only goes out when it's rive of the whole thing. When it's rive through.
He said the chiyus needs to come out all at the same time.
No, he's not saying at the same time. He's asking if I'm saying that the rush holds, yeah, cutting in the same place, same side, takes out chiyus. That's what it's part of shechita, I'm saying. So he's asking if it's like cutting, if you play that, or it's like cut rive. On the same spot, like I'm saying in Rashi. Then you did the Rats Rashkit, so it around, the Chiyah went out already. Yeah, it's all kosher. So first of all, I don't know if he has to hold you up, like the Rats. Second of all, maybe you say the Chiyah only goes out, Roiv of the whole thing was
happening. I did 49% in like 10 different places. It didn't take out the Chiyah.
Tough. Yeah. Oh, that's Shita of the Rosh, but that's Rashi. It seems in our Zeruah, the dig in our Zeruah, there's a dig in our Zeruah, maybe not like that. Why? So the Zeruah handles the Gemara. So first he wants to say, the Zeruah is like very, you know, back going back and forth over here, what's going on in the Sukkah. Any day in Rashi, a Farish, I feel M'shachar Kamiyat, Ulamal, Tzad Roy Shmiyat, Tzad Chazah, Shemain Shneim, have a Roy, then have a Shchid Gesheira. So this is what we said before in the Magen Mishnah. The Zeruah is Mesupik. That to say that you cut on the same side and together you have Rive, together you have Rav, he's Mesupik, you have Shlomo. Zeh Chiddush. Half a God, they ain't Rav Mokim Echa. And Philochic Shera. Baha Pligi, Shmuel, Rosh Lakish. Maybe that's good for the Machlaikis. Good Machlaikis is whether or not you have to have, you have Gav, you have to have Rav in one place. Avhecha Shacha Kan Rav. Yes? Because of Shacha Rav Echa, Etzloi, Boko Al Moedish Chiddush Shera. So the Fiat Sad, in the Magen Mishnah, in Bedas Rashi, they cut one or two plays, two or three plays on the same side, and together you cut more than 51%. So Meila, then that's where the Machlaikis is. Let's say he did 51%, then did another 51% below it. Then everyone will say that it's kosher. Yeah. Miyu, Al Karchan, Afil B'chai Gavna Pligi. You can't say that. You can't say the only Machlaikis is when you did, yes? Together, it's 51% the same side. But everyone's minded when it's 51 and 51. Why? You can't say that everyone agrees then. Why? I mean, the Mice of Reb Lazar, B'shnayim, Eichel Masakin, B'shaychtin, yeah, Shim Lo Kain, Haba Yishnoi, Hasim Gagai, Shishach, is that right? Is that right? Yeah? The Gemara has a kasha from Moser Blazer, Beish Eichel Masakin, B'shaychtin, Nafil Echel Mala, Mechel Mata, Shudazim Gshayra. Amai, Allah Kashchit and Mefuras. Yeah? The Gemara has a kasha. Beis Eichel Masakin, Sal Dais is Raji, Beis Akinim, Echel Amal, Letzad HaRosh. Echel Amata, Letzad HaChazer. Yeah? And it says, it's kosher. I is not Mepharas, the Gemara asks. Tekar Zeruah, if you're telling me that the whole Machlaik Levi Rashi, the whole Machlaik is when you shechted below or above, and together it's 51%. But, if it was each one, each cut is 51%, yeah? Then everyone holds kosher because you have shechted in one place. So why did Mara answer that? The two people that shechted together, each one doesn't say how much they cut. Mara's kosher for us. Why? Two people are cutting. Maybe each one cut 51%. We tell them everyone's maida. Yes? Tell me everyone's maida. That we cut when both of the cuts are 51%, then everyone's might say it's not a fras, right? Because you have 51% in one place. So what's Gemara's case of kasha from the case of shnayim sheshachtu? Heizo echzim besakim v'shoichten, and we thought each one has their own knife, and each one they're cutting two different places. Then we say it's kosher. What do you mean? And who says talking about each one did 26%? Maybe each one did 51%. Yeah, that starts what?
They both cut at the same time, no?
Okay, so.
Okay, they both cut at the same time.
So what's the problem?
Says one did.
With four choices, I'm telling you the rule. You're already telling me the rule. I'm telling you the rule. Who says you can't say he's talking about each one did 51%? Because then what's tomorrow's kasha? Okay, Elamai Zok the rule. Yeah. Yeah? And you shechted below it. Again, 51%. Then the machlokes is between the Amoraim over here, Shmuel and Rish Lakish. Yes, you got it? The fact that we don't want to ask a kasha from two that check, right? Their eyes were for us, that you shechted in two different places. So, but the Gemara, let the Gemara give a simple teretz. Each one did 51%. If you're saying in Rashi, it was like Rashi in the Magalish. That the problem the Gemara is you don't have 51% in one place. You have 20%, 20%, and 20%. yeah, below, in the same place, yeah. But if he had 51%, then he cut again 51%. The ruler wanted to say it's cut. But he said, if that's true, then what's Gemara's problem? It's not an echad. Maybe each one did 51%. And we say, when each one did 51%, so he said it's not a problem. Elamal karchach, even when you're doing 51% and 51%, there's still a problem. Right? You can't say the problem is only when it's when together it's 51%. You have to say, even when each one by itself is 51%, still it's a problem. Zeh lo dar zeru. Okay? Oh, fine. So now he goes the other way. One, what? What? Well, why would it be a problem? We'll get to that in a second. Okay? We'll get to that in a second. I just want to, we'll get back to that. That's what I want to talk about. Then he goes, once he's established, that even when it's 51%, 51%, still doesn't make like this. So now, Masakil Hepach, Dilma Filu Rav, Loy Sharia, Chashachat Kan Roy, Bechad, Bechad Mashachat Roy, Acher Etzel Malamata, Avashachat Kan, Mir, Bechad Mashachat Mir, Echad Etzel Malamata, Dhavi Ben Shneim, Roy, Shem, Bezefel Rav Mai, Dhavi Trefa. So there's rules going back and forth over here. Yeah, there's a pendulum over here. Right? First, he wanted to say mechalik is daf when only together it's 51%. But when it's 51%, each cut is 51%. Everyone holds good. He brings the right thing Gemara now again. Oh, so now that I've shown conclusively from the Gemara that there's a mechalik is when each of the two cuts is 51%. Maybe mechalik is only maybe Rabbi Yehuda Merav it's machshir is only when. You check each one's 51%. When together it's 51%, maybe then everyone knows it's possible. Okay. Then he says no. He wants to bring it right now. Okay. Now, okay. So those rules going back and forth. Is the machleg is dafka when each one's not 51%, but when it's 51%, everyone's moido. But he has not to say for carry. Machleg is dafka when each one's 51%. But when it's together, everyone's by this, that's a problem. Or the machlag is by both. Okay, three possibilities over here in the world of Azrua, what's the machlag is? Now, Shaila is, what is the problem when one checked, like you said, when one checked the 51%, and then the other guy checked the 51%? What could be the problem? The rule is clear, he has it's not to say. Mais is saying that the machleik is not the tzad. Mais is saying for sure that the machleik is definitely okay. That the machleik is definitely when one checked the 50, when you first checked 51%, and then you checked another 51%. That's for sure machleik is. Okay, that's for sure machleik is. What it goes back and forth on is what about when together it's 51%? If you rab is that kosher or not? But the Nazrua comes out. Based on the kasha from the Shnayim Shishachtu, the Sakin Echad, that for sure the machlokes is when you shechted 51%, and then you shechted another 51%, for sure it is a machlokes. Okay? So now the obvious kasha is, right? Why? You shechted 51%. Like Nach said before, you always said before. So you did a good shechita. So what could be the problem? What? What together? First of all, machlokes is a sheikh b'shnayim shalosh mekaymes. Not the case of the brayis where we're asking for a blazer by shnayim shachta. The etzem machlokes. A guy cut, he cut again, right? That's not in day two knives. He's cutting at the same time. One was left hand, one was right hand. Yeah, that's not the case. Or he has a double bladed knife, whatever. That's not the case. Okay, the case is where the original machlokes is. What? The original machlokes is you shaft in one place and you shaft to blow it or on top. What?
Well, on each semen, what's going to be the other semen? What do you want? What do you mean, Red Shech Lekana? I'm talking about the Kana. Why am I talking about? I'm talking about the Kana. What Beshed? Leave me alone with the Beshed. I want to know I'm checking the Kana. What do you mean I made it a good Shechita? So, who's talking about a bird? Okay, so you'll shecht it. What do you want? What?
You already shechted one simen.
Okay, so the question of that simen is that is the shechita of that simen kosher shechita or not? Forget. Well, I'll do that tomorrow. Moshe was not telling me the problem she is. It won't be tomorrow.
You have to cut the next simen also.
So you'll cut it. What's your problem? You want to why it's Shia? Problem of Shia? Okay, so before we decide the problem of Shia, let's first decide why is the problem here, Bachal? Why is the problem before the Shia? The machoik is whether, let's say even the machoik is made by the second one, okay, if that's the one. You bring in a side thing which just confuses us without, it's not a gay Bachal, you know what I mean? It's not the issue. We're down an issue over here. There's a shayla mefaras, yeah, machoik is, and the case is, says the Arzurua. The Yishecht is 51%, and then Yishecht is 51%. Not the Shaila. Okay? Question is, why should not, what's the side that, mitzad the Shechit of this simon, whether it's first, second, third, fifth, that, I don't care. Well, you work out the details. Whatever the case is this a problem or not? What should be the problem? Okay? So comes along the Nitziv, in the Hamak Shaila, is Pirish on the Shultis. Yeah, that is called the Shultis. That's what it's right in the parish of Malaischa. Yon Yayma. So, what? The Nitziv has a parish Hamak Shaila on the Shultis. Okay? So in the Hamak Shaila, he wants to say that he brings down the Rosh, brings down the Zerua. He wants to say that it's totally in the Shaila of Shehiya B'mid Basra. Yeah, there's a rule that says there's a problem. Even after you shecht at 51%, and you go and you shecht below, it has to make it mefras. Yeah? See, the chayra, before we go back there, the chayra, the only way to explain it that should be a problem for us, yeah, is exactly like Tysus. Where is the problem that's not for us? In other words, you shecht 51%. Yeah. Before we answer, it's already kosher. Yeah. But what is the metzias of the problem? You shecht 51%, then you shecht the below 51%. Where is their problem here? Where is their problem that is metzias? Where is the metzias problem for us? And then we can be done. Is it a problem because you already shechted the whole simon? Yeah. So chayra, he has to be going like Kaisus. And the problem is that it's not muruvach once you cut below. So now it's going to close up because you took away the tension of the simon. Yeah. Now, but yeah, you got that. Okay. So now, but still, we said, but you already shecht it. You already finished. It's muruvach b'dekula. You already finished. What's the problem with how? So comes along in the tzid. And says, one second, let's not forget Shitas Rashi, that Shoha, the Mir Basra of the Kana, yeah, even though you already shechted, still it's shaykh to say, that it's shaykh to have psul, of Shia, of Chalada, right, all the psulim, Hichla b'mir tzimanim, Shoha b'mir tzimanim Moshe, right, Shitas Rashi is, even the Mir Basra, still, we say it's shaykh psulim. Mel is up to the tziv. So even though you already shechted yenachi, you already shechted 51%. Still, shaykh that there should be a psul. Yeah. Oh, here's Abby. Sure.
Yeah.
Huh? We've really heard you. You've asked a kasha.
Good shaykh. Still
What? Then it's still nothing else, huh? No, as soon as you shech the 51%, then you shech to blow it, now it closes up. It's not mefras, it's not merivach rabba. Again, that's why I was machten. The metzias of the problem has to be like Taisus. Okay? In the Arzurud.
What? What?
Okay, I understand that. That's why I felt the need to speak it out. No, otherwise, what's the pshat b'chlal? What? What?
Why does Rebbe's pshat work?
Why does it not work? No. Rebbe is making a good point. It's true, and it was bothering me tremendously that the Zuro doesn't say anything about Taisus B'chal. Okay? Which is why I said it helped me to speak it out, but I don't see what the problem could be. Okay, so Rebbe is suggesting that's in fact that, which I don't think it's going to make a difference in what we're going to say now, but let's not add some pshat in the Zeruah. Rabbi Abraham is suggesting that just like in Rashi, just like in the case where you didn't do 51% in one place, you did a little bit, problem is it's not shechting 51% in one place, right? So too, if you're doing 51% and another 51%, there's also, I mean, assuming that the second 51% is also considered part of Shkita, that's going to try to explain now. So, right, the problem is, sorry, you're doing it in two places. Not the problem is, Taisus' newfangled problem over here, that it doesn't spread out. Rather, what we were saying before in Rashi, if it was less than 51%, which means that it's not in one place, that's a problem of that's machleik is in Mefras and not is because it's not in one place. So saying that there is shechita here, but it has to be one place, one clear cut shechita. So here also it has to be one clear cut shechita. That's what Abraham's addressing. Fine, I can go with that. I thought it was easy with Tesis, but that could work also. Naturally, in Einu. I'm getting back in the Tzid. I didn't finish in the Tzid. I just started in the Tzid. Is that what?
Yeah, it's on the Tzid.
Okay, fine. So, I got cut off before you guys got here.
The Kanjil Ozer, it could be even, because it's hard, it could be also less than two robes. It could be one robe and one meal, right?
Yeah, he doesn't discuss that.
Whether it has to be 51% two times, or it could be one time 51% one time.
No, altogether 51% that's kashal firat. We never discuss the case where one is 51% and one is less than 51%. I don't know. I'm thinking about that. Why is that so much a gay right now?
No, because we're saying that if you do a psal in one of them, if you do a psal in the one, if we say that one of them.
Talk about that, okay? Now, says in the again. Says in the Shita is Rashi, Kidua, that Shah, Hichlev, Mi Basra is a problem. Mela, he says, okay, what are you telling me that you finished, you already did 51%? And therefore can't have psul. It's not true. Rashi holds can still have a psul. Shav mid bas is a psul. Now, Rabbi Isai, wake up! What's the problem with shav mid bas of Rashi? We had two pshatim. We had the Beis Halevi that said that. Beis Halevi said that what? Rumba Kekula, very good. And Mela.
Ruba is kikulai. But kula is kulai. Yeah, ruba is kikulai, but bat means no, meaning ruba kulai meaning bat sem you need kulai. Ruba is kikulai. So man, when you're doing kulai, male tapana shita mela echaik psula. Correct? All the we said, well, since Rashi Shita is the rice, so you need chadchil to shech the whole thing. The mela, the second, the miyad basra of the simen is part of the shechita. But the rice, so chadchil, you have to shech it. So the rice, you have to shech. The mela shayach to pasul ayday that shechita is considered part of the shechita. Those are the two basic halachim we had in the shita's Rashi. Now chayra, neither of them could work over here. Because over here, the psul is not in the mid basra. The psul is shechting below. Right? What does that have to do with mid basra? And truth is, Yam Shleimer, the Marshal, speaks out of it in Simon Zion, the Feirish. Yam Shleimer over here speaks out the Feirish that he goes like at the end of Simon Zion. He says, Shem shachad miyad lamala, varoiv lamata, leka shchitim mufraz. Shachar aroiv lamala, loichashinon. You know, v'chayish is for the shal who have we paskal like. V'chayish is for the maybe need mufraz. Yeah. So if you shech the miyad and then you shech the roiv, maybe it's a problem. But he said if you shech the roiv and then you shech the miyad, then it's not a problem at all. You shech first shech the roiv. Why? He says. You shech the roiv, and then you shech the blow. What'd you do? As if you cut the leg off. Says the marshal very sharply. Yeah? One second. Why? I'm sorry. Albeina doing again. Dachvar nigmar shchita behechsher. Ve'ein adayim l'shiach l'adav miyad basra. Says the mashal, don't give me the tziv over here. That's like miyad basra. The hakol kechad v'shchita over there. Alim shachta v'chakach l'mata ki'ilu shachachaka b'yad abregel. What you do? You already shachta the simen, and now you're cutting the leg off. That's not going to pass him. Yeah? Hazei zoch the chayr shtagatayna. It's not done in the mid basra. What's that? Oh, so the answer is the chayra. There's a Shlomo blurted out over here. What do you mean? Over here, this chayra has to do with everything we've been saying in Rashi. Yeah? Lemaisa, saif ka saif, you're shechting the sin. And you're being mighty more chiyas. So the tziv understands that the mid basra, the reason why shaykh psulim in the mid basra, is because that's what makes it part of the shechita. That what makes it part of the shechita is Moshe. You have to listen. Yeah, in order to that since you've been meitzi chiyas aydei shechita, so that's called shechita. Mamela says. Yeah, Meili says that it's still a huge tickle tire, yeah? Meili says that just like he's Mechadish, Meila, if Kol Zman, I'm still being Meitzi Chiyas with Shechita, yeah? I'm being Meitzi more Chiyas. I'm Shechting the Zimim, I'm Meitzi more Chiyas. I might see more chiyas, Moshe. I might see more chiyas. I bet shchita, yeah. Then we're still in the shchita. So we're still in the shchita. The meila, this is still part of the shchita, yeah. So instead of Abraham, without taisis, well, you want to say with that, whatever. I'm not really gonna. No, I'm not. It's not a stand. It's a sticking point by me. You can say, "Look, Abraham, try this." And now, since it's part of Shechita, yeah, It's part of the shechita. So now you have a shechita that's in two places. Because even though Batsy, you did 51%, Zochdin Nitziv, I see from Rashi that even though I did 51%, if I would stop now, it's okay. But if I continue, since it's far b'mayt zechias from the simanim, that makes it part of the shechita. Who I did? It's not like Shlomo said. When you're not cutting the leg, you're b'mayt zechias. You're not cutting the leg off. You're b'mayt zechias. You're shechting simanim. You're shechting simanim. You're b'mayt zechias simanim. I did shechita. Mela, it could be considered part of the shechita. Mela, the Rebbe says, in that case, it could be still a problem for us because it's too makayimus.